This week's Parshas, Parshas Vayetze, we see that Yaakov leaves Be'er Sheva to go to Haran, and the way that the Pasuk is structured there, it shows that his leaving really made an impact on the place that he had been. So he comes to the place, Vayifka Bamakom, and then he goes to sleep in that place. And he has a dream. He has the famous dream of Jacob's ladder, of the ladder that's on the ground with its head in the sky, and he sees the angels going up and down, and then he sees Hashem on top, and Hashem speaks to him and says, identifies himself, Ani Hashem, the God of Avram, the God of Yitzchak, the land that you are sitting on or that you're lying on is going to be given to you and to your offspring. And your offspring will be like the dust of the land. And you will spread in all four directions. And you will be a source of blessing. So the blessing of the world. So through you and through your offspring, you'll be the source of blessing for the world. And then I'll be with you, I'll bring you back here. And then it says that Yaakov awakens. Jacob wakes up from his sleep, and he says, Vayomer, Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. Says, wow, you know, God is in this place, and I didn't know. So that's the straightforward reading of this. But if you stop and you look at it, it actually might be saying something else. When he wakes up from his sleep, he says, Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Wow, Hashem is in this place. And then stop. V'anochi lo yadati, the idea of anochi, so I could say I in different ways in Hebrew. I could say ani. And here, the idea of anochi is actually a much more, in a sense, a deeper way of identifying oneself, like the essence, my essence. V'anochi lo yadati is not that I didn't know, but rather I didn't know myself. Anochi lo yadati. Anochi, myself, I didn't know. And then it goes on and says, he was feared. Wow, how awesome this place is. This is the house of God, and this is the gateway to Shamayim. And so, what is that? So if we understand the second way, that it's anochi lo yadati, I didn't know myself. So what's Yaakov saying? What's Jacob saying here? That he doesn't know himself, and that had somehow had an impact on him not knowing that this was a holy place, that this was the place of a place of concentrated presence of God. And so, two things. I was thinking that perhaps that what we see here is this idea of Anochi Le'adati, that first and foremost, in order to really have a relationship with anybody, especially with God, is it's predicated on us knowing ourselves. Like, in order for me to be able to relate to others, I need to first start with myself. And if I understand myself, the better I understand myself, the better I can then connect with others. So in a certain sense, what Yaakov is saying, because I didn't know myself, I wasn't able to really, I didn't grasp where I was. But then seeing the vision of the Tzulam, of seeing this ladder, something changed. So what changes? So first, I was thinking that perhaps this is really the first time that Hashem, we have a recording of Hashem speaking directly to Yaakov, to Jacob. And so that maybe in a certain sense, Yaakov never truly understood his loftiness. Meaning we see that he's an Ishtam Yoshev Olam, he's described as this pure person. And then he's pushed into becoming, you know, a trickster with taking the blessings of from his brother. But perhaps until this moment in time when he has this direct revelation from God, that he finally actually says, wait, I never understood who I was. And so, Anochi lo yadati, I didn't know myself. But now that I've had this vision where Hashem is coming and telling me, you know who you are? You are the one who's going to take over the blessing that I gave to Avram originally, and that is that this is your land, and that also, that's what Hashem told Avram, that the world is going to be blessed through you. And now Yaakov's getting that message directly from Hashem. And so now he's like, I didn't realize this place. I didn't know who I was. I know Al-Khile Adati. But now that this has happened, it's like a game changer. But what the takeaway for us is we see that this is a very important thing. Ano chile anati. How many of us, we just don't understand, you know, how lofty we are and our potential. And so here we have Yaakov, you know, having this vision, and it's like a wake-up call of Ayikatz. He wakes up. It's like a wake-up call. But it's an amazing thing. It really tells us how important it is for us to really try to get a grasp and understand how lofty we are, because then it allows us, it's like the gateway to then being able to really, truly grow to incredible heights. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.